Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence Sabbath morning service.
奉主圣名开始安息日的聚会。
And let us all stand up, sing Him 336.
请我们一同站立唱赞美诗336首。
Let us kneel down, pray together.
请我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's all pray together.
一起。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名正道。
Praise the Lord. I myself, assigned here in a Queen's Church, so I come here to share the word of God with you.
非常感谢神，有这个机会被安排到皇后区与大家分享神的话语。
Queen's Church for me is a very precious memory that I have.
对我来讲，皇后教会具有许多美好的回忆。
That was, I think.I cannot remember clearly, but 14 years ago.
那我记不清楚详细时间，不过大概14年前。
I was assigned here for about 10 months, I think.
我被安排在皇后这边有十个月的时间。
And so I had a wonderful time with all the brothers and sisters here.
那我在这边与各位弟兄姐妹分享了美好的时光。
At that time I come here, I was scared.
那我当初来到这边有点
Because that was my, that's also the part of my TTP training.
惧怕的感觉，因为是我身为神学院学生的实习的阶段。
Because I know that most of the member here are Chinese member.
那尤其是因为我知道大部分的信徒是来自中国。
So how can I communicate with all the brothers and sisters?
所以如何与各位弟兄姐妹沟通呢？
But once I come here, it was amazing that all the brothers and sisters really support and help all the work of the church.
不过我一到这边就非常安心，看见各位弟兄姐妹非常支持帮助教会所推展的圣工。
Later on, my wife and my little one, the girl came here, joined with me here.
那之后由我的太太还有我的女儿来到这边来支持我。
At that time, before 2 years old, but now it's 15 years old. My girl.
那时候我的女儿才两岁，今年已经十五岁。
Always in this church, all the brothers and sisters in my heart.
那各位弟兄姐妹，还有当时我在这边的回忆，都存在我的心里。
I always appreciate your wonderful support.
那非常感谢大家当时对我的帮助支持。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you this topic. It's the blind beggar, Bartimaeus.
今天早上想与大家分享瞎眼的乞丐巴底买。
Please turn to Mark chapter 10.
请我们翻开马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52.
马可福音第十章46节到52节。
Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52.
马可福音第十章从46节到52节。
Can you read Chinese?
46节，到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎眼，是迪马的儿子巴底买，坐在路旁。47节，他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙呢？可怜我！”48节，有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙呢？可怜我吧！”49节，耶稣就站住说：“叫他过来。”他们就拿那瞎子对他说：“放心起来，他叫你了。”五十节，瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。51节，耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”瞎子说：“拉波尼，我要能看见。”52节，耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
This story, the blind beggar's story, also is written in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke.
这一段关于这位瞎子的记载，在马太福音、路加福音也有。
Only a little difference in the book of Matthew chapter 20 from 29, they're introduced two blind men.
唯一不同的是在马太福音20章29节那边，他说到有两位瞎子。
Now once you look at the Luke chapter 18 from verse 35.
那想看路加福音18章35节那边。
And there's introduced, they introduced one blind man.
那边谈到的是也是一个瞎子。
Only in the book of Mark chapter 10 from verse 6.Here, this blind man, the name also written in here, Bartimaeus.
唯独我们刚刚读的这个记载，马可福音第十章有记载这个瞎子的名字就是巴底买。
Now we have noticed that from this instance is written in this synoptic gospel.
我们也发觉这是对观福音所记载的。
Because it's quite dramatic this instance. That's why.Matthew also get attention this so the written in the book of Matthew and also Luke and Mark.
因为这一段的记载非常的震撼不可思议，所以马太福音、路加福音也有记载同一个事迹。
Once you look at the book of Matthew chapter 20,
那我们一旦看马太福音二十章
，there's introduced this two blind men.
这边说到有两个瞎子。
When Jesus asked, when he was called by Jesus,
那瞎子被耶稣叫来的时候
，What do you want me to do for you?
问说你要我为你做什么
？At that time, Matthew chapter 20, here, the blind man said to Jesus, Lord, we want our eye to be opened.
马太福音二十章这边两个瞎眼回答说：“主啊，我们要能得看见。”
Once we look at our translation, like I think Chinese and Korean.
那我们如果看韩语或者是中文的翻译的话
Now, ，We have noticed that verse 51 and 52.
我们如果看五十一节、五十二节
，And here just wants to gain the sight.
他们这边说到我要能看见。
So verse 51, I want to gain my sight.
五十一节这边说，我要能看见。
And 52 also, and immediately he gained my sight also.
那五十二节也是说瞎子立刻得看见了。
This is come from the translation, come from the King James version.
这个翻译是从英文的 King James 来的。
But more toward the original versions, that it the words tend to regain.
可是如果倾向是它的原文，它应该翻作是再次得取它的视力。
It's not much difference, gain and regain.
那第一次得取或者是第二次再得取，其实差别不是那么的大。
But once the word here written as a regain.
那这边其实它的翻译是再得看见。
Then there's a possibility of this blind man before he had a sight.
如果是这样，那这代表这个瞎子从前曾经有看见。
So I'm trying to talk about this possibility.
那我是要谈论这个可能。
But once you look at the book of John chapter 9, the one of the blind man.
可是我们如果看约翰福音第九章那边的瞎子
，There the instance clearly mentioned the born blind man。
那边的瞎子清楚记载是生出来瞎眼。
So these blind here Mark chapter 10, possibly he had a sight before。
所以我们可以说马可福音第十章这个瞎眼也许之前有视力。
So I'm sure because once he had the experience of His eyes was open to see before, but one day he lost his sight.
那他之前眼睛可能看得清楚，可是有一天他失去了他的视觉。
I'm sure because his life turned to be upside down from that moment.
那相信这个人有这种的经历，他的生活简直是被颠倒过来。
Losing something in our life is very painful.
在我们的生命当中。有失去的时候是非常痛苦的。
When you gain something, then it's quite blessing we can think.
那我们得来的时候，我们的感觉是得到重生来的福气。
Once we lose something, then always painful.
可是我们失去总是有一种疼痛的感觉。
Now when you don't have a money, but suddenly $1,000 coming into your saving account, then it's so blissful.
如果我们没有钱，突然有1,000元投到我们的账户里，我们当然就是很欢喜。
But without knowing somebody take away the $1,000 from your saving account, next morning who took it and suddenly just whole life changed.
可是如果当晚过来，突然有一天早上你发觉你的账号不知道谁拿走了1,000元，你就非常的丧志。
One time I always carry my phone.
那我总是带着我的手机。
But one time I forgot to carry my phone.
有一次我不知道为什么就是忘了带。
Then I took the airplane and then I find that I forgot to bring my phone.
是等到我上了飞机才突然发觉手机没有带。
That whole week I was insecure myself.
所以我整个星期都有一种没有安全感的这种感觉。
Have you experienced when you always carry the phone, but one day you forgot to bring the phone, and then you don't have phone with you, then feel insecure yourself?
大家有没有这种经验？就是有一天忘了带手机，结果心中有点缺乏安全感。
But this is called, we can say this is a little lost.
这个我们可以说是极小的损失。
But sometimes we lose a big one.
可是有时候我们的损失却是大的。
Sometimes we might lose our own business.
有时候我们损失的是我们的事业。
Sometimes we lose our beloved one.
或者是我们所亲爱的。
Sometimes we lose our own health.
有时我们所失去的是自己的健康。
But this is a great, we can say great lose at the moment.
那我们可以说这些都是极大的损失。
We can call this suffering.
也可以说它是一种困苦。
This blind beggar, the name Bartimaeus, he had a sight before. Now he lost his sight. It is a great loss.
这边的巴蒂买从前能看见，现在是瞎眼，对他来讲这是很大的损失。
Now we can think about this issue bring into our spiritual life.
那我们把这件事引申到我们的属灵生活。
I'm sure because all the brothers and sisters when we come to the Lord at the beginning, when we converted a Christian.
那相信各位弟兄姐妹当初接触教会归主的时候。
At that time, we feel that we gain everything at the moment.
那个时候好像是赚了所有。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we become a children of God at the moment.
我们奉主圣名受洗，那个时刻就成为神的儿女。
It was so exciting when we come out of the water.
那我们从水面上来，我们是非常的激动。
Our Lord Jesus washed away our sin.
因主耶稣洗去我们一切的罪。
And now our name is written in the book of life.
那从此我们的名字就记录在生命册上。
But we can feel that we have turned to be a different person.
我们有一种很清楚的感觉，就是我们成为了新人。
But through our course of our life, it seems like this kind of a joy and this kind of excitement.Fade away from our life.
那似乎时间一久，我们活得越久，这种的喜乐还有激动，慢慢的退去。
Also, when the day we received the Holy Spirit, we saw so joyful at the moment.
同样的，我们当初得到圣灵的时候，我们是极其喜乐。
At the moment, God is like Jesus Christ is like a whole our life at the moment.
因为那个时刻主耶稣好像是我们的一切，我们的所有。
But when we go back to our life in this world, eventually this kind of excitement faded away.
可是我们回到我们日常生活的时候，这种激动的感觉就慢慢消失了。
And then we find it out that we are now a different place.
我们就发觉自己已经不是在原处的。
We supposed to seeking God first in our life.
我们应该是先求神的果，神的义。
But when we ask ourselves what is my priority, and then things that we find out instead of God something else within our heart.
可是我们自问，我现在最高的追求是什么？我们就发现，有东西在神以先了。
Before my priority is seeking God first, but now my priority is seeking.My own thing, like a business, my careers, my own things.
从前我们所追求的第一优先是神，现在变成我们的 事业、我们的学业、我们自己的追求。
And from one day coming to church becomes slowly gain the like gain like a burdensome in our life.
那我们来教会逐渐成为我们生命中的一种重担。
Then we have to think about maybe the moment maybe we lose something in spiritual sense.
我们想想看，我们是否在灵性上曾经有没有什么损失？
So this is the blind beggar named Bartimaeus.
所以这边所记载的瞎子巴蒂马就是这
样。He physically lost his sight.
他是在肉体上失去了他的视觉。
But when we look at this picture in this instance as from the spiritual point of view,
可是我们如果从属灵的观点来看这一件事
，if we are in a situation here like a blind blind beggar。Named Bartimaeus.
我们如果换作是这位讨饭的瞎眼巴蒂马。
So we can think about ourselves.
我们可以想想自己。
We know the famous king Saul.
我们知道有名的扫罗王。
He's the first king of in Israel.
他是以色列中第一位君王。
When God chose him, he was a very humble person.
神拣选他之后，他极其谦卑。
And so once he became a king of the nation,
不过他已成为这个国家的君王。
He led Israel the right direction.
他就是按着神的旨意带领以色列的民走正路。
But later, eventually, he only seeking for his own name.
可是到最后，他所争取的只是自己的名利。
He forgot that all this kingdom is come from the hands of God.
他却完全忘记他这个国度其实是从神手中来的。
Later, he disobeyed God's order.
后来他也是违背了神的命令。
The battle of Amalekite, God told him to kill them and all the living things, all of them.
在以色列人打败亚玛利人的时候，神吩咐要杀尽一切有生命的人还有牲畜。
He didn't follow what God says.
可是他没有按着神的话去做。
But he chose things that the precious the fatty animals and he keep trying to save for himself.
而是他拣选那一些上好的牲畜为自己保留。
As appearance, when later he talked to the Samuel.
那之后他跟撒母耳说话的时候
，I save this animal for God later.
他说这是我为神之后献祭而存留的。
But that was actually excuses.
只不过这只是一个借口。
And then later God rejected him.
那最后神也是离弃他，拒绝他。
God opened the shield of protection, spiritual protection.
神就把这个属灵的盾牌把它挪去。
So once they take away this precious spiritual fence of it to protect him, and now the evil spirit coming into his heart.
那神把这个属灵的维护的篱笆拿走的时候，魔鬼的灵就进入到扫罗的心。
Constantly bothering in his life.
常常在扫罗的生命中缠绕他。
Even he jealous about the little one like David at that time.
他甚至极度极小，那时候极小，大卫这个人。
Life is totally changed.
他的生命完全的改变。
Because God was not with him.
因为神已经不再与他同在。
He lost his spiritual sight.
他失去了属灵的见识。
He couldn't hear the word of God's voice.
他也无法再听见神的声音。
So his life is desperate.
所以他的生命中没有任何指望。
If you look at the First Samuel chapter 28,
如果我们看撒母耳记上28章
，That is his last battle that he died on the battle.
这边是他最后一次出战，却在战场死亡。
At the beginning, he asked God, so the God he received the answer from God, so that he can come out the battle to fight.
在出战之前，他先求问神是否能够出去打仗。
But at that time, the God do not answer to him.
当时神却没有回答他。
So he become desperate.
所以他觉得非常着急。
Now let's look at the First Samuel chapter 28.
请看撒母耳记上28章。
First Samuel chapter 28.
撒母耳记上28章。
First Samuel chapter 28 from verse 5.
撒母耳记上28章从第五节。
Chapter 28 from verse 5 to verse 8.
撒母耳记上28章第五节到第八节。28章第五节，扫罗看见非利士的军旅就害怕，心中 八节第六节，扫罗就问主，主却不借梦或巫灵或先知回答他。第七节，扫罗吩咐臣仆说，当为我找一个交鬼的妇人，我好去问他。臣仆说，在稳多尔有一个交鬼的妇人。第八节，于是扫罗改了装，穿上别的衣服，带着两个人夜里去见那妇人。扫罗说，求你用交鬼的法术将我所告诉你的死人为我招上来。
Yeah, because we can see here the King Saul now, when he see that the enemy Philistine, verse 5 says he was afraid and his heart trembled greatly.
这边说到扫罗见非利士人他们的军的时候，他心里就发沉。
Actually, King Saul is a great warrior.
其实扫罗是很有能力的军长。
He was the experienced warrior, actually.
他是非常有经验的一个军人。
He was a very tall man.
他也个子也非常的高。
He was a very strong man.
也非常的壮。
He already have a career in his life after since he became a king.He fought a lot of battle in his life.
那从他当王的时候就不断的打仗。
The most of the so far his battle, he always win against the Philistine.
那到目前为止，他与非利士人征战总是能够胜利。
He didn't have to afraid himself from his heart because God was with him.
那他没有必要在心里发沉，因为神与他同在。
But now this time was different.
可是这一次却不一样。
But he asked God, he inquired of the Lord, so that God gave him answer. But he expect from God, but nothing happened to him.
他照常求问神，可是这一次神却没有应允他，没有回答他。
So the verse 6 says that he expect answer from God, but either by dream or by Urim or by the prophet, none of this method can be worked with him.
第六节说，撒罗求问神，可是神没有借着梦或者巫灵或者先知回答他。
So now she's seeking the sorcerer.
所以他去找交鬼的人。
He's supposed to come to God to cry out to God and with a full of repentance.
照理来讲，他应该来到神的面前谦卑痛哭悔改。
But instead of that, his life is spiritually more getting worse than before at this moment.
可是这个时候他属灵的生活是每况愈下。
So we have to reflect our Christian life.
那同时让我们反省一下我们自己基督化的生活。
Sometimes we pray to God.
有时候我们向神祷告。
But sometimes truly we can feel that God always answered to our prayer or not.
有时我们非常的清楚，能够感觉到神是否回应我们的祷告。
Now how much our heart is close to God?
我们的心到底离神有多近多远？
Can we feel that God is within us?
我们能不能感觉到神就在我们的里面？
Or God is far distance from us.
或者是神离我们的非常的远？
Because especially with we all the brothers and sisters here, we receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我们在座的弟兄姐妹领受了圣灵。
If a heart, when we ask our heart, is the Spirit of God there to respond to us, then thank God.
如果我们祷告的时候，神的灵对我们有回应，感谢主。
But if God do not answer to us when we pray to God.
可是我们如果祷告的时候，从神那边没有回应
，then we maybe we lost something in our heart, in our life.
也许我们是因为生命中失去了什么。
Bible said, you know, the God do not listen to the sinner's prayer.
圣经说神不听罪人的祷告。
Let's look at the Psalm chapter 66.
请看诗篇六十六篇。
Psalm chapter 66.
诗篇六十六篇。
Psalm chapter 66, verse 18.
诗篇六十六篇十八节。
Psalm chapter 66, verse 18.
诗篇六十六篇十八节。十八节，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I regard weakness, in my heart, the Lord will not hear. If we put we holding the transgression, the wickedness in our heart, the God will not listen to our voice.
我们如果心里 长存我们的罪孽过犯，神就不听我们的声音。
So we can think about our heart.
所以我们可以在回来想我们自己的心。
So God always can listen from us.
让我们常常反省，让神能够听我们的祈求。
The longer as it is, we can have keep the distance from God, then actually further away from God, then our life turn to be more and more toward to like a secular.
我们越是与神保留距离，越是离神疏远，我们的生活就越来越俗化。
When we pray to God, God respond to us, then actually our Christian life is more solid, and more we can build up our faith under the Lord Jesus Christ.
越是祷告，越是亲近神，我们的灵性就越能够成长，越能够在主耶稣上面建立。
I hope that we can evaluate ourselves spiritually.
那盼望我们能够在属灵上做个省思。
So we never distance from God.
让我们永远不要离神。
So our life spiritually will never be as like a blind beggar.
让我们的生活不要像属灵的瞎眼。
We know that David is the king, which is after the King Saul.
我们知道大卫是接续扫罗做王。
When he was at the beginning, when he became a king until the moment, he always faithful to God.
那他做王开始就是一直对神忠心。
Whenever there's a battle, then always he asks God. God respond to him.
每次要打仗的时候，他总是求问神，神就回答他。
No matter what kind of danger or point in his life, but God protect him.
那不管他生命中遭遇什么样的危险，神总是保护他。
Because God anointed him.
因为神高立他。
And also he connect with God.
他也跟神有联系。
So even though situation is such kind of the risk or the difficult time, but God protecting.
那不管环境如何的恶劣危险，总是有神的保护。
Because God was with him.
因为神与大卫同在。
But one day David committed sin against God.
那有一天，大卫向神犯了罪。
Which is that he despised the word of God.
因为他轻视了神的话。
He despised the commandment of God.
他轻视了神的诫命。
When before he respect and he fear the commandment of God.
在之前他非常尊敬敬畏神和神的话。
But now he despised the word of God and commandment.
可是他现在看清了神的话和神的诫命。
So he committed a serious sin in his life.
所以他在生命当中犯了一次很严重的罪。
After that, his life is totally changed.
那之后他的生活就完全的改变。
He cried out to God, but God did not listen to him.
他向神呼求。神却不回答。
He followed his own flesh with his life.
他顺从自己的肉体。
End up because of that he committed a serious sin.
因为他犯了严重的罪。
And he have to suffer under his own sin that he committed.
他必须因他所犯的罪来受苦。
If you look at the Psalm chapter 51,
如果我们看诗篇五十一篇
there he describes his struggling in his heart.
在这那边我们可以看出他心中的挣扎。
He knows the sin is within himself, constantly bother him.
他知道他心里有罪孽，常常来搅扰他。
So he prayed to God.
所以他向神祷告。
Please remove this sin out of my heart.
求你从我心中挪去这个罪。
Cleanse my heart.
洗涤我心。
So that I can see you.
让我能够再次得见你。
This is the Psalm chapter 51 is he's crying.
诗篇五十一篇是大卫的一种哭泣。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 51.
我们请看诗篇五十一篇。
Verse 1.
五十一篇第一节。
Chapter 51, verse 1 is, Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. This is the first from the beginning.
这是这个诗篇的开头。
Verse 2 says, Wash me through from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
第二节他说求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽并洁除我的罪。
If you look at the rest, other his psalm is a little different.
如果我们看大卫其他的诗， 是有点不一样。
He always praised the name of God.
他常常是颂赞神的名。
Mentioned that God is my refuge.
提到神是我的避难所。
You are always listen to my voice, my prayer.
你常常听我的祈求。
But the 51 is different.
可是诗篇五十一篇却不一样。
You clearly can tell from the beginning how much he struggled in his heart.
从这首诗的开头，我们就可以看出大卫心中的挣扎。
So verse 3.
第三节,
For I know my transgression, my sin is ever before me.
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
This much is struggle.
大卫的挣扎就是这么的厉害。
It's after he commits sin.
因为他犯了罪。
Because he disconnect from God.
因为他跟神的关系已经断绝。
We know because our life we live in this world as a flesh.
我们活在这个世界里是带有肉体。
You and I, the desire of flesh is very strong.
你看我都很强烈的肉体的情欲。
One side we say I want to be a good Christian.
我想要当正当的基督徒。
But the other side there is some kind of attraction from this world.
可是我的另一部分却感受到这个世界的吸引。
Our flesh says, "Go taste it."
我们的肉体跟我们说去尝试吧。
Make your life the excitement with that.
让你生活能够快畅。
But we have to think about it.
可是我们必须再想一想。
Which way of the desire is stronger?
哪一边的这种的感觉是比较强烈。
When David commits sin at the moment,
当大卫犯罪的时候
，He followed desire of his flesh.
他顺从了肉体的情欲。
That's why he despised the word of God.
所以他撇弃了神的话。
In our Christian life,
在我们的生活当中
，If we do not respect the word of God,
如果我们不尊重神的话
，If we do not respect the commandment of God,
我们如果不尊重神的诫命
，Naturally, the Satan coming us to compromise us.
自然撒旦就来到我们这边，让我们能。使我们站立不稳。
Yeah, Ten Commandments is good.
那十诫是好。
But actually, you also that at the same time you have a flesh with you.
那可是同时你也带有肉体。
You know God is loving God.
那你也知道神是大有慈爱的。
But you know all other people they follow same way. You can some taste and you still can go back to God, huh?
那别人这样做，你去尝试一下，再回到神这边也没关系。
We never listen to the voice of Satan.
我们总是不能听撒旦的话。
Every time when their voice is very sweet enough to attract our mind, our flesh.
那一旦有这种甜蜜的话语来引诱我们的脑子，我们的心
肠。Once we give attention to the word of the Satan and from this word.
我们如果把我们的注意力放在撒旦的话还有世界上面。
We eventually we turn out to be spiritually blind in the Lord.
我们就逐渐成为在主面前是瞎眼的。
Eventually, our faith to be compromised with this world.
逐渐我们的信心就跟这个世界有妥协。
Eventually, we lose our identity.
渐渐我们就失去我们的这个本人。
Eventually, we think that we belong in here.
我们就会认为我们是属这边的。
Our dream, my hope is everything is belong to this flesh then.
说我们的梦想，我们的所有的追求就属这个。肉体这个世界。
The moment we forget that our citizenship is in the kingdom of God.
我们就忘记我们的国民是在天国。
Then we lose our true identity as a Christian.
我们就失去我们基督徒的身份。
We become a from then we become a spiritual blind.
那从此以后我们就成为灵里的瞎眼。
So we have to look at ourselves.
所以让我们再看看自己。
Where is my where I am now?
我现在处在哪里？
We know also that we look at during the time of Jesus.
我们如果看耶稣时代的人
you can see that those like Pharisees.
我们看到法利赛人
These people actually, it seems like they follow God all the time. They thought.
这些人表面上是在遵行神的旨意
They think they're trying to memorize all five books of Moses.
他们试着要把摩西五经背起来
They read the prophets, so they get a lot of knowledge about God.
他们也研读先知书，为的是要争取从神来的智慧还有知识。
But they do not have a true substance of their faith.
可是他们的信仰没有真的实质。
Even though they offer the tithe and they keep the Sabbath.
虽然他们遵守安息日，他们有奉十一捐。
But they become spiritually blind themselves.
他们属灵上 变成了瞎眼。
Because the love of God is not within their heart.
因为他们心中没有神的爱。
Another thing is because we seems like we are good Christians sometimes.
那有时候我们自己觉得是蛮不错的基督徒。
The spiritual pride coming into us.
我们就属灵的骄傲产生在心中。
Maybe in a sense we are very good.
其实从某个方面来讲，我们还是不错。
We think we keep all the commandments very faithfully.
我们对自己说，我们很忠心的遵守十诫。
But sometimes when we look at ourselves,
可是当我们在反省自己
，instead of the humility control our life, but the pride, the control our life.
我们就看出没有这种谦卑的心来掌握我们的生活，却是被骄傲所争取的。
But our life turned to be very different turned out to be.
那我们的生命就不同的展现。
So that's why Jesus talked to the Jewish very harsh way.
所以主耶稣对犹太人说话是非常严厉的。
Your father is the father of devil.
说你们的父亲就是。
You follow what your father says, what father do it.
是撒旦，你们的父做什么，你们也做什么。
It was really sad when Jesus talked to the Pharisees.
那主耶稣跟法利赛人对话的时候是非常可悲。
They spend the entire day time to be a good, you know, the believers actually.
因为他们花尽许多次的时间要成为好的信徒。
But Jesus pointed out, you are your father of devil.
可是主耶稣基督说，你们是属于你们的父，也就是撒旦。
So when we believe in the Jesus Christ,
我们信主的时候
，of course we keep the Sabbath, we offer the tithe.
当然，我们也是守安息日，也是奉十一捐。
But yet the true love of God is not within us.
可是要有神的爱在我们的心中。
Only we have only surface of a Christian, but not in the substance within there.
那有时候我们的信仰只是肤浅，不是真正的。
And book of John chapter 5 says, you seeking the scripture because the eternal life come from there, right?
约翰福音第五章说，你们当追求真理，因为真理就是生命，对不对？
But then you cannot believe in the word of God.
可是你们也没办法完全相信神的话。
Because the love of God is not in your heart.
因为神的爱不在你们的心中。
That's why you cannot receive me.
所以你们不能接纳我。
Now let's look at the John chapter 5.
请看约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5 from verse 39.
约翰福音第五章三十九节。
John chapter 5 from verse 39 to 44.
约翰福音第五章三十九节到四十四节。
John chapter 5 from verse 39 to 44.
约翰福音第五章三十九节到四十四节。三十九节，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有生，给我做见证的就是这经。四十节，然而你们不肯到我这里来的生命。四十一节，我不受从人来的荣耀。四十二节，但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。四十三节，我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。四十四节，你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
Now, Jesus here mentioned about their problem is verse 44 because their pride.
主耶稣提到这个问题的所在就是他们的高傲的心。
Since the pride controls their hearts, no love of God within their heart. 42 says.
因为四十二节说到他们心中骄傲。的地步就是让神的爱没有办法在他们的心中。
Even though Jesus came to this world, they cannot recognize He is the Savior.
虽然主耶稣来到他们的面前，他们没办法发觉他是救主。
Now Jesus clearly, verse 39 said, these scriptures, it is this that bear witness of me.
主耶稣很清楚的在三十九节说，这经就是为我做见证。
But still, they don't believe in Jesus Christ.
他们却不接纳主耶稣。
So later, the John chapter 9, when after born blind man was gained the sight.
所以之后约翰福音第九章这个生来瞎眼的人得到医治之后
Jesus talked to them.
主耶稣就对这些法利赛人说
This is a spiritual judgment of sentence to them.
对他们说这是神所下属灵的审判。
If you were blind,
如果你瞎眼
you would have no sin.
你就没有罪。
But because you say, They, you see your sins remain.
可是因为你说你能看见你的罪却存留。
They want. They think they are, they can see.
这些法利赛人以为自己能看见。
But Jesus talking about their pride.
主耶稣却指的是他们骄傲的心。
The rest of the all the sinners they coming to me.
其他的罪人他们肯到我这里来。
But because your pride, so close your eyes.
可是你们因为骄傲，你们的眼睛就是闭着。
You say your eyes is open, yet actually you are blind.
你们说你们能看见，你们的眼却是瞎的。
That's why your sin remain with you.
所以你们的罪还在。
So sometimes Christian life two ways always think about it.
有时基督徒就是这么的想。
One side of my heart is towards seeking the interest my attract by the word.
我心的一部分是追求是世上的东西。
The other one is spiritual pride.
那另外一半是属灵的骄傲。
These both sides actually include all this together as let our spiritual life in the jeopardize.
这两种这心中我们两个部分让我们的属灵的生活有阻碍。
So we in a spiritual on the way of spiritual life, we have to be very careful.
所以在我们的属灵生活当中要非常的谨慎。
So we have the sober mind always.
常常有警醒的心。
So watch over our step all the time.
常常谨慎我们的脚步。
With a truthful prayer.
那常常警醒的祷告。
But what if we lost?
那如果我们失去了道路怎么办
？Then we have to come to the Lord. We have to pray to God.
我们就必须赶快回到神这边，
向神祈祷。We have to cry out so that we can regain our sight.
向神呼求，求他再赐我们见识。
So Mark chapter 10 verse 47, if you go back the story.
如果我们回到马可福音10:48这个故事里面。
When the blind beggar, he heard that Jesus is coming and walking through this road.
有这个瞎眼听到主耶稣要从这个路经过。
And here, when Jesus walking on this way, and then he began to cry out, said, verse 47.
主耶稣经过的时候，47节说他就大声的喊。
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。
But we have to think of verse 47, how this blind beggar to cry out to Jesus.
来想一下47节，这个瞎眼的人为什么能够这样向主耶稣呼唤
？If his voice like, Jesus, please help me.
如果他是小声说主耶稣帮助我吧。
I don't think nobody can be attention to his cry.
我想没有人会注意他在说什么。
He cried out.
可是他是大声的喊。
Desperately.
他是非常着急的在喊。
I need you.
说我需要你。
I lost my sight.
因为我已经没办法看见。
This is the miserable experience in my life.
这是我心中最痛苦的时刻。
You have to help me that I want to so that I can regain my sight.
你必须帮助我，让我能够再次能够看见。
But sometimes because we have to ask ourselves when we pray to God.
因为有时我们来想想我们自己祷告的方式。
Especially when we need something.
我们如果属灵上有某种需要。
What is your attitude, my attitude?
你的态度，我的态度是什么
？It's something whether we can have it or not. It's not just optional, huh?
如果有或没有，其实这不是选择性的。
Still I'm okay. So if you don't give me, still okay. I'm still survive anyway.
对神祈求不能用这种态度说有有好没有也可以。
If you give me, then that's better.
那如果给我是比较好。
Then God never give us.
那这样神总是不会给我们。
We have to be desperate.
我们必须非常的着急。
If you look at the book of Matthew, the same story.
如果我们看太福音同样的记载。
There's two beggars.
那边有。
I mean two blind.
有两个瞎子。
But here mentioned the one blind.
这边说到一个瞎子。
The Mark and Luke mentioned only this one blind.
马可福音、路加福音提到是一个瞎子而已。
The one, because I thought about why Mark chapter 10 mentioned about only this man.
那为什么马可福音只提到这个瞎子而已
？Because his crying is the only desperate.
因为只有他这么的着急在喊。
He cried out.
他大声喊叫。
Do you truly need of the helping of the Holy Spirit, and then you truly need the God's help?
你是不是真的需要神的帮助？是不是真的需要圣灵的协助
？Then we have to cry out to God.
那么我们就必须大声。
We have to well prepare ourselves for His second coming.
喊叫，准备主耶稣第二次的来临。
I hope you and I, we all spiritual eyes always open to God.
你看我的属灵的眼睛应该常常向神是开的。
Hope that we never lose our spiritual sight.
盼望我们总
If we lost,
如果失去我们的视觉,
we have to cry out to God.
我们就必须向神喊叫,
to regain all the joy that we have before.
让我们能够重新, 得来, 已经失去的喜乐,
all the peace that before we had.
从前失去的平安能够重新领回来,
God willing to give us everything.
神愿意将, 一切事赐给我们,
because many times, because our cry is not enough.
常常是因为我们, 喊叫不够大声,
once you look at the book of Revelation,
我们如果看启示录的话,
there is one of the seven churches.
其中有七宗教会之一,
the one of Laodicea.
是老底家,
and this church members, they were all lukewarm.
老底家的教会的信徒是不冷不热,
it seems like they think everything is in their life.
他们认为他们, 生命中,
they just satisfy what they have.
拥有所有他们, 以现况为知足,
because Laodicea is this city is a city of the merchandise city.
因为老底家是, 贸易的城市,
the materially these all people, all the descendants, they're quite content.
他们物质上, 什么人什么事物都有, 就满足,
yet the spiritually their face turned to be like a lukewarm faith.
因为这样, 他们的属灵的, 情况就变成不冷不热,
so if you look at the Revelation chapter 3 verse 17,
如果我们看启示录第三章十七节,
they say, I am rich.
他们说我是富足的,
I have become wealthy.
我已经发了财,
I have a need of nothing.
我一样都不缺,
but Jesus mentioned that.
可是主耶稣提到,
they mentioned about the blind eyes.
提到他们是瞎眼的,
so Jesus asked, here Jesus asked them.
所以主耶稣叫他们,
you according to the verse, Revelation 3 verse 18,
照着启示录三章十八节的记载,
and here the last portion, the eye slave to anoint your eyes,
最后一部分, 主耶稣叫他们满眼要抹自己的眼睛,
so that your eyes may see it,
使你能看见,
we all can restore the lost sight spiritually if we are lost. And if we already have opened our eyes, we can see, then keep maintaining this way of the blessed under the guidance of God.
如果我们失去了属灵的, 见识, 我们就求神能够开启我们的眼睛, 如果我们现在眼睛是开的能看见, 就神, 求神保留我们的视觉。
Well, one more thing we can find out the Mark chapter 10.
那从马太福音第十章, 我们还有一件事可以学到,
when this blind beggar cried out first time,
在这个瞎眼, 逃犯的瞎眼, 第一次向主呼唤的时候,
Jesus do not respond.
主耶稣没有回答。
But don't you think that Jesus couldn't hear his voice, that's why he just keep on moving, walk away from him?
那请不要想, 是主耶稣没有听到, 所以他继续走下去。
Jesus listened to him.
主耶稣听见。
But Jesus wants to let him to cry one more time.
可是主耶稣要让他能够在第二次的喊叫,
from the point of Jesus, one time is not enough.
从耶稣的观点, 一次不够,
you have to call me one more time.
你还要第二次大声向我喊叫。
When this man cried out, this blind cried out to Jesus for his mercy,
这个瞎子在第二次求神怜悯,
many people come to him.
很多人就来到他这边来,
and according to the Mark chapter 10 verse 48, and many were sternly telling him to be quiet.
马可福音第十章四十八节说, 许多人叫他不要作声。
You think about it, when you pray to God,
那我们祷告的时候,
somebody said, don't pray.
有人会跟你说, 不要祷告了。
哎呀, don't pray.
不要祷告。
Don't be. Somebody said, don't pray then. No, we have to pray.
那别人告诉我们不要祷告, 我们越发要祷告。
Also, when you want to pray, but somebody bothers you.
如果我们有祷告的这种, 心愿, 可是有人来干扰我们。
When you're home, when you're room, when you're trying to pray,
比如说你在家里, 你的室友也在你想要祷告。
And your husband said, come, can you help me this and that?
或者是你要祷告, 你的, 丈夫跟你说, 来帮我做这个做那个。
Clarified.
你就说清楚。
Husband, I'm praying now.
先生我现在在祷告。
Pray the priority first.
我先祷告这个, 以这个为优先。
Now when you pray,
你祷告的时候,
turn off this smartphone.
你就把你的, 请把你的手机关上。
Don't expect anything out of this phone.
不要期待手机, 为你, 出什么。
Otherwise, we listen to the ring of the smartphone.
不然的话, 我们的脑筋就是在等待手机的响声。
Middle of the way, we can just answer.
那, 我们祷告一半, 就把它, 就接电话。
God, do not listen to our prayer.
如果这样的话，神不会听我们的祷告。
Sometimes when we come to the Lord on the Sabbath,
有时候在安息日我们来到神的面前。
Maybe things happen in your life.
也许我们的生活当中出了事。
So there's a lot of excuse. Maybe you don't come to church.
有很多的理由让你说不要来教会。
Maybe a lot of excuse. You don't have to come on time in the church. Maybe.
你可以有很多的借口，不准时来参加聚会。
The issue is how you can overcome all these obstacles.
可是怎样来越过这些障碍
？If you want to cry out to God.
如果你要向神大声呼喊
，Let your crying is a priority in your life.
就让这个呼喊成为你生活的第一优先。
No matter what other people bothers me.
无论别人如何的来吵你
，You are secondary, not the priority.
他们这一些只是在第二，不是第一。
My priority is cry out to God.
因为我最高的追求是向神呼喊。
Without this kind of commitment in our heart.
如果我们心中没有这种的立志
，God do not listen to us.
神就不听我们。
It's not because God do not listen to us at first cry.
不是说神第一次我们呼喊的时候没听见。
God already listened to our first prayer.
我们第一次祷告，神就知道了。
Yet He requires from the second prayer.
可是他要求我们第二次的祷告。
He wants us to truly coming into His face in front of us.
他希望我们完完全全来到他面前。
And this time when the blind man when people say be quiet.
那现在这些人叫这个瞎眼的人不要作声。
Actually, here they say he kept crying out all the more.
其实这边说他越发大声喊叫。
I thought about because 47 when he says the first time said Jesus.The son of David, have mercy on me. Second time, verse 48, son of David, have mercy on me.
那我在想，47节他当初喊的是大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我。第二次说大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
First time his tone is higher, or second time his tone is higher. I thought about it. Tone is the tone of the voice, the volume.
我想第一次喊叫比较大声，还是第二次比较大声
？Of course, Bible doesn't say which tone is stronger.
当然，圣经没有明说哪个语气比较强。
But this is only from my own imagination.
那我自己想象这一段的时候。
But I believe so. The second time is stronger than first one.
我认为第二次应该喊的比第一次还更大声。
Because this is truly overcome all the obstacles.And then people say, "Be quiet!" They cried out louder than before.
因为这个瞎眼，不管有任何的障碍，有任何的人跟他说不要做声，他却是向耶稣喊叫。
You cannot walk away before you bless me.
在你祝福我之前，你不准离开。
Remember the Jacob. Before he crossed the Jabbok River.
我们如果想到雅各渡河之前的情况。
He wrestled with the man of God.
他就与神人摔跤。
Now is the time to about daybreak.
那现在已经是日光破晓的时候。
Man of God said, "I have to go."
神人就说我必须离开。
Unless you bless me, you cannot go.
可是雅各却拉着他说，你若不祝福我，就不容你去。
True crying is like that.
那真正的向神呼喊就
是这样。I'm sure because all the brothers said we have a faith.
我相信各位弟兄姐妹有这种的信心。
But we need to have a more faith like a cry second time.
可是我们要有足够的信心，让我们能够做第二次的喊叫。
There are always two kinds of Christian.
总有两种基督徒。
One is very nice Christian.
第一种是非常和蔼的基督徒。
Whether give or not, it is optional.But still have a faith that cry.
非常客气的基督徒，他们向神祷告说有也好，没有也还可以。
Another Christian is holding Jesus.
那第二种基督徒是紧紧抓住主耶稣。
Unless you bless me, I cannot let you go.
除非你祝福我，就不容你去。
Those who holding him, they are the one who receive the blessing.
那一些紧紧抓住神，就是得到福气的基督徒。
They are the one who experience of God.
就是他们能够得到神的福气。
This man cried two times.
体验神，就像这个瞎子两次的喊叫。
Two times doesn't mean that he only cried two times. Remember.
两次的喊叫不代表他两次说话而已。
First time he cried many times. The second time he cried many times.
他第一次是很多次的喊叫，第二次也是很多次向主耶稣喊。
Let us our faith enough to cry the second time.
让我们能够有足够的信心做第二次的喊叫。
So we can stop. We can let the Jesus stop for us.
让主耶稣能够脚步停下来，听我们的祈求。
So that he can ask us the same way to the Bartimaeus to say.What do you want me to do for you?
就像巴蒂马一样，他停下来问我们说， 你要我为你做什么？
Then it becomes your blessing and my blessing.
那这个就会成为你的福气，我的福气。
I hope that this our Christian life is enough to be cried out second time.
盼望我们基督徒的生活有足够的信心，让我们做第二次的喊叫。
And then when Jesus asks, which means, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you?
之后耶稣就会问你，要我为你做什么？
So that in the this blind man says, Rabbani, I want to regain my sight.
这个瞎子就说，阿伯尼，我要能看见。
I want to regain my sight.
我要再能看见。
And 52, go your way.
52节，你去吧。
Your faith has made you well.
你的信救了你。
In this passage, it seems like there's no such kind of given like a chance. But actually, he made a chance to see Jesus Christ.
这一段的记载似乎这个瞎眼没有从神得到任何的机会，不过他自己去创造这个机会。
I hope you and I we always experience of God through our true prayer.
那盼望大家能够借着祷告亲自体验神。
And you know, because John chapter 15 and 14 it says.Whatever you ask me, then I'll give it to you.
约翰福音十四章十五章那边说，无论求什么，我必赐给你们。
Because we're children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
If you truly ask,
如果我们真心在求。
If you truly seek and knock,
我们如果真心叩门。
God truly respond to us.
神就真的会回答我们。
Because we are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
I hope that the blessing of God upon to you all the brothers and sisters here.
愿神的福气加给各位弟兄姐妹。
You're such a faith of the desire to seeking God to be always with you.
让我们常常能够有这种追求渴慕神的心。
God truly cares our life always.
因为神真的关心我们的生活的点点滴滴。
Let's sing in 359.
请唱诗。
356.
356首。
Please be seated.
Before
we pray, I can ask one open the Bible one more verse and then we can pray.
在我们祷告之前，想最后与大家分享圣经的一节，我们再祷告。
Psalm chapter 145.
诗篇一百四十五篇。
Psalm chapter 145 verse 19 and 20.
诗篇一百四十五篇十九节二十节。
Psalm chapter 145 verse 19 and 20.
诗篇一百四十五篇十九节二十节。
He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him.
十九节说，敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿。
I hope that we all fear him so that our desire can be fulfilled by him.
让我们能够大家都有这种敬畏的心，神就必应允我们的心愿。
And also he will also hear their cry.Will save them.
同时，他也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
The Lord keep all who love Him.
神必保护他一切爱的人。
So when we truly be the one to love Him and also to fear Him, so our cry, our desire, our hope can be listened to be listened by God.
所以，让我们常常有敬畏神的心、爱神的心，这样神就必听我们的祈求。
We ask God to give us faith.
求神赏赐我们信心
，Give us a heart of desire，
给我们追求他的心
，So we can experience of God always，
使我们能够常常体验神
，So His joy can remain with us always，
让他的喜乐常与我们同在。我们有一个代祷师向我们请，为王明珠弟兄代祷，他下周二有公民面谈，pray for brother Wang Mingzhu， he has a citizenship。Interview next Tuesday, so let's pray for him.
Also, continue to pray for the NYTS and the Hillsborough Church until tomorrow.
也请大家继续为徐乐波所举办的全国青年圣职训练班，明天是最后一天。
Let's kneel down, pray together.
我们一起祷告。